Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Warning, warning, danger, danger. Listen, anybody listening to this program today, be careful. None of it's been approved by the government.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
The Federal Fear and Death Administration might not like the things I'm going to say today on the show, so consider yourself warned. No four-letter words that I know of are going to be used, so it should be children safe today. We're going to talk about kids stuff, definitely. Moms with autistic kids, what's going on economically. Oh, my gosh, the human papillomavirus shot. There's so much going on here. What are they using to treat kids with ADHD? The same thing that caused it. Oh, my goodness. If you're not sure where you're at, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I am glad you are here. Lots to do. Liam Sheff will be coming up. He'll give us an update from New York City a little later in the program. Also, a special guest that I have this hour. We've got a big event coming up Saturday. It's the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to get news with Sharon Ward, my dear friend. She's now the campaign coordinator for Ron Paul in North Carolina. Big stuff coming up. Really cool. Let's see. What else we got to do today? Oh. No yawning, people. No yawning. Well, this is good. You're the right show for no yawning. We don't do yawning here. But it turns out if you do, Homeland Security thinks you might be a terrorist. In fact, I think we know who might be a terrorist. Do you watch American Idol? Anybody? American Idol? Who's the girl in American Idol? And Jennifer Lopez. That's right. J-Lo. She says she gets goosies. Oh, goosies. Oh, J-Lo, you might not want to say that if somebody from Homeland Security is watching, because you might be considered a terrorist. You think I'm kidding? No, I've got it linked up right here at robertscottbell.com, the blog. Go check it out. A U.S. Department of Homeland Security document aimed at raising awareness on how people can help combat terrorism has warned that passengers yawning, developing goosebumps, and appearing fidgety could all be potentially terrorists. Perhaps that explains why they were feeling up that little baby kid, that kid in a wheelchair, because, probably fidgety. Could it be attention deficit disorder that was caused by pharmaceutical drugs, and now that means you're a terrorist? If you're a customer of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, you might be a terrorist. A presentation titled, they wrote it tilted, but titled Terrorism Awareness and Prevention, released by the New Jersey office of the agency, said it aims to educate the public on recognizing potential threats in any environment, including at work. See? At work. J-Lo, you're at work and you've got goosies. Good thing the Robert Scott Bell Show is not boring, because then you'd be yawning and it'd be targeting you. How can you report that? If you see something, say something. Interesting. What if somebody has a cold stare, a trance-like gaze, wide flashbulb eyes? He or she might be a terrorist. No, they're probably on FDA-approved drugs. I guess that's all it takes today. Amazing. Amazing what's going on. You know, the real terrorists, they're in government. They're the FDA agents that are targeting raw milk purveyors, Amish farmers. They're the medical doctors that are licensed by government that are targeting little children with chemotoxicity agents because, oh my gosh, we can't let another one escape from our grasp. You mean there's some parents that don't want to do chemo even though the kid doesn't have cancer? Yeah. Up is down. Black is white. Red is blue. Orange is yellow. This is where we are. Orwell was right. Aldous Huxley was right. They're both right in their own ways. This is where we are today. We've got to get some clarity here. That is why I'm glad you're on board with me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got loads of clarity. Some irreverence. I think Liam said he wants to interview Yoda. We'll see where that goes later today. 866-939-BELL is the number. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Taking a quick break. I've got lots to do. In fact, Big news on the autism front, and I am going to reveal that as well, especially as these children age, what's happening to families with autistic children. Stand by for that and a lot more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If it wasn't tough enough for moms of autistic children, now comes the revelation that those moms work less and earn less. Well, I'm here to dispute that because they work more and earn less. Of course, if you talk about being in the traditional workplace, okay, I understand the nature of this article. Check it out. It's up on Reuters by a Frederick Jolving. And I've got the link up at robertscottbell.com. U.S. families with autistic children earn nearly 18,000 Federal Reserve notes less than parents of normally developing kids, according to a new report. The gap apparently is mainly due to mothers not having a job or working fewer hours, according to these researchers. Quote that they give you. The needs of children with autism really straddle a number of service systems, and there is a tremendous amount of finger pointing in terms of who's going to pay, said David Mandel, associate director of the Center for Autism Research at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. You know, who should be paying are the drug doctors that are still willing to inject these children with vaccines. Oh, good Lord. The gap. Yes. Who should pay? This is a disaster, an absolute disaster. And as these children grow up and cannot enter the workforce, of course, an increasing burden on the so-called economy that is so fragile that only Ben Bernanke, I now call him Rumpelstiltskin because he's spinning paper into gold for, well, actually he's spinning paper into Goldman Sachs gene pool, to be truthful. as far as that goes. But the people affected by the pharmaceutical industrial complex who benefit greatly by the fiat funny money system and the dependence on the fact that if your child is harmed, you have to go to the kangaroo vaccine court and you're likely not going to get squat from it. Mothers are leaving the workforce to cobble this care together for their kids, this guy added. This is the hardest thing in the world that these moms, these become the super moms, the superhero moms, having to give love like nobody's business for these kids that have lost a full connection to the outside world because of the damage, the injury suffered primarily from vaccinations and the mercury and other heavy metals contained within them. Quote from the article here, it goes on, as more and more kids are diagnosed with the disorders, the nation is grappling with how to pay for the extra care that these children need, which may cost as much as $3.2 million over a lifetime. You explained to me how even if mom was working, she could pay for that. And of course, the fact that moms have to work, never do they bring up the fact that they're paying largely for the largesse of government, the burden of government. It used to be. Right? You remember that song? It used to be. I think, who does that? Daughtry has it. Used to be. However, it used to be that one parent could work, usually the dad, okay? The patriarchal kind of guy that I am. Go out and take care, pay for, whatever. And the mom could stay at home, raise the kids, you know, and have an actual village of families. In fact, when community was more normal, not like Hillary Clinton tries to force it on you, but it was a very, very natural thing to have before government's burden grew so large that the second parent, if you will, had to go out into the workforce as well to pay for that largesse of government. And of course, that was also in combination with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 that eventually resulted in the decoupling of money from money. That is, specie money to fiat money. Money that was bound basically because the paper represented something tangible like gold, like silver, and no longer. Even now, as they print up, I don't say print up the money, but yeah, but as they coin coins? Are they really coins anymore? I'm not even putting copper. Are they putting copper in it? Oh, copper became more expensive than the penny that it was in. And that is inflation. Not rising prices, but the inflation of the money supply. Not tied to anything real, tangible, etc. The Coinage Act of 1792, be damned. We are going full bent for leather. They said that? No, hell bent for leather on fiat money with the Federal Reserve System. And this all ties into autism. Uh-oh, I may have stepped in it. Now, how does it tie into autism? You can never make the case, Robert, that this ties into autism. All the stuff you've been talking about, fiat, funny money. Well, no, I can't. I can't, in fact. Because it's our reliance on a funny money immune system. That is a phony immune system. The idea that we could stimulate artificially antibodies and that would somehow save us from everything that life throws at us. The dangerous demonic microbes, right, that we're told to believe are the devil. And yet, without those microbes, life itself, done. Human life, animal life, done, over with. And yet, our reliance, we've been sold a false bill of goods with the vaccine religion, and they said, oh my gosh, you will not survive childhood without this shot, or without these 30 shots, or more. And our reliance on that is very similar to our dangerous reliance on money backed by nothing. And the inflation that ensues, in fact, the economy becomes worse and worse and worse and worse, much like our immune system has become weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And why are more children susceptible to the so-called autism spectrum disorders? Because we have seen a generational decline in health. We have seen a generational intoxication. That is, more and more exposure to heavy metals, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, all of these things robbing our vitality, destroying our enzymes, damaging our endocrine system, our hormones. And because of this, we become susceptible more by generation because we pass on, oh, not our genes, not technically. Oh, well, you could say, yes, there's genetic code. I agree. But gene expression, due to the lack of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, due to the abundance, the influx of toxins, heavy metals that deplete us of those very minerals, and now gene expression is altered. The very fact that we've robbed the food supply of chromium, which protects us. I'm sorry, am I getting animated, getting intense? Is it too much for you? Well, tell somebody else if this is too much for you, and they can come in and listen and appreciate what we're doing here is dismantling the phony fiat fractional reserve banking system as we are with the phony fiat vaccine, fractional reserve vaccine system that is destroying our immune system rather than nourishing it, rather than nourishing it. A few weeks back, I don't know, a couple of weeks, we covered another story about the acknowledgement that antibodies are not sufficient, even not necessary, to prevent any given disease, viral disease. That antibodies are part of the adaptive immunity. The primary immunity doesn't rely upon them. That is, if you're so healthy and vital that even if you're thrown at a curveball, something new comes at you, you will rise to the challenge. You will respond. And I'm not saying you won't ever get quote unquote sick, but what is sickness? At least what they like to convince us of sickness in acute terms is the virus that's trying to kill you. It is not. What they're pointing to are the symptoms of your body desperately trying to find that stasis, that balance, that homeostasis, that health, that vitality. The symptoms, whether it be fever, whether it be skin lesions, chicken pox, it is your body trying to throw this garbage out so that you restore the balance. And on the other side of it, in fact, you are better off. You are stronger because of the battle that you did not interfere with. And I mean interfere, I mean suppress. I would still take a homeopathic medicine. You moms and dads out there with first-time kids, babies, you're worried about fever. I talked to someone the other day, very, very holistically inclined and oriented, want to know about silver and other things. And she said, you know, I didn't vaccinate my kids, but my little baby, 7 months old, had a fever of 103, and I just got scared. And I went, got a Tylenol, a baby Tylenol. And I said, you know how liver toxic Tylenol is? It's the number one reason people check in to emergency rooms with liver failure. Organ failure Tylenol. And they casually, callously just dispense it to children as if it's nothing. And it is not nothing. It is something. But Robert, what do? We can't have a fever. Yes, you can. In fact, it is critically necessary and important that our children muster strong fevers to overcome genuinely and strengthen their system. Develop the adaptive immunity organically, so to speak, in the natural way, and therefore limit the incidence of chronic, debilitating, degenerative autoimmune diseases, allergies, cancers, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, etc. All of these things precipitated by our false religion, the Church of Biological Mysticism, the vaccinology denomination. And so many of you are desperately, and I agree with you, I've been there, trying to evade the demons of the allopathic medical monopoly who are trying to capture our children, steal their souls, basically, as it is in Michigan with the attempt to force chemotherapy, chemotoxicity on a child that doesn't even have cancer because a female doctor, and yes, I said it, and we covered it yesterday with Dr. Bitar, has so abandoned any semblance of a maternal instinct that she would actually use the courts to force the intoxication of an innocent child in this case. And what will we do? Will we placate the vaccinologists and say, well, if you just green the vaccines, just make them nice and friendly? You want to know about greening the vaccines? Download Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear with John Rappaport and I, where we talk about the fallacy of greening your vaccines. Green your vaccines, my aspirin. Speaking of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, what did I tell that woman who said, well, I thought the 103 was too high? No, it's not. I've seen children with a 103.5 outside playing in the sandbox. They're not as fast and vibrant and energetic as they would be without the fever, but a healthy child can deal with it. They'll sleep a little more. Yeah, they're burning up, but that's what the body's doing. Now, I'm not telling you to ignore it or ignore a 104, 105 when you get into the dangerous zones, but a 103 is a healthy fever. And what I would do for a baby is give the homeopathic medicine known as belladonna. Belladonna. Oh, no, the deadly nightshade. Don't do that, Robert. No, it's homeopathic. It's non-toxic. Homeopathic belladonna for childhood fever. It will boost a fever that needs boosting. If it's a low-grade infection kind of thing, you want the fever to come up. That's how you get over it. And, of course, it'll reduce one that's too high. Now, there are other homeopathic medicines, including phosphorus and ferrum phosphoricum. I mean, there are a number of other fever-type remedies that are great, and you can use them in combination. If you don't want to learn about the single remedies, hey, no worries. Call up my good friend Dr. Frank King at King Bio at 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. He'll hook you up with his fever remedies for kids. And then, yeah, if you need the allopathic intervention, or if you think you do, you can still have that, okay? But it's a last resort. Last resort. Am I being too preachy? Yeah, this is my healing ministry, I will admit. Sometimes I get to that point, and I don't mean to come off in that way, although maybe it's helpful for some, maybe annoying to others. Bear with me if it's annoying to you, but I'm speaking to all those moms and dads that are frustrated about these things and need some direct intervention, right? We're doing the intervention here now. The fever reduction intervention on the Robert Scott Bell Show just happened. Unbeknownst to me, it just happened. Are you okay? You going to be all right? And of course, you can utilize silver hydrosol. You can utilize other herbs and things as well to help overcome the infection, help the immune system without suppressing it, without bypassing it. And now you've conferred natural immunity for whatever it is. And it doesn't mean you'll never get the disease, quote unquote, because there are times in your future you may be weakened or toxic or stressed. And believe me, emotional stress can precipitate physiological imbalance and quote unquote disease. You don't have to catch anything. You've got everything and anything in your body already that can result in your death, your termination, your eternal celestial dirt nap, as I remember a talk show host in Atlanta, Neil Bortz, used to say. Very well said on that front. And there are things that can do that from within, and I don't say that to frighten you, but to empower you with the realization, the truth, the fact that it is the terrain or the milieu or the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And I remember so many years ago when I was on my healing path, toxic Scotty Bell to Robert Scott Bell, voice of health freedom. I can make fun of myself, can't I? Liam does it enough when he's on the air with me. Why not? I'll take it. Oh, by the way, Liam's coming up later. We're going to get an update from New York City. Liam Schiff is going to, he insists he wants to interview Yoda about something. We'll see about that. Also coming up, after this segment, yes, Sharon Ward, state coordinator. She's just been named state coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign for the presidency in North Carolina, where I will be on the Saturday. Yeah, coming up 24th of March, Raleigh, North Carolina. We got the links up. We'll tell you more about that momentarily. But once again, the terrain, milieu, or environment. And as I was getting healthier, as I was detoxifying from my toxic upbringing, there was a point in my healing recovery where I spiked a nasty aspirin fever, except I wasn't going to use aspirin this time. And I called up my mentor, homeopath. I said, Doc, you got to help me. I'm dying here. I got a high fever. I don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I felt rotten. And I think it might have hit like 103 or 103.5. I was just brutally miserable. Doc on the other end of the phone just starts laughing at me and says, congratulations. Congratulations, Robert. You're getting well. You're getting better. You're getting strong. I was like, oh, what are you, nuts? I think I'm dying here, and you're laughing and encouraging this behavior. What's wrong with you? And he said, basically, you're now strong enough. You're now strong enough to address all of those little critters and things that were just sitting around causing you problems, depleting your life forces, and eventually would have killed you. And now suddenly your defenses are mobilized, are strong enough to react and act against them. How amazing is that? And I wasn't laughing at the moment, but in retrospect, he was absolutely right. And if you're not strong enough to muster a fever as an adult, much less a child, and this is true, a lot of children have a hard time getting a high fever because it's been squashed and suppressed from the day they are born. They are setting themselves up for major chronic diseases if they already don't have them, including, as I mentioned earlier, the autism spectrum disorders that have become all too common. A little later in the show, I think there is a good moment of duh related to children, pregnancy, I guess, women who are about to have children, and behavioral disorders. And we'll get back to that in a little while. But first, Sharon Ward's coming up. We're going to talk about the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul in Raleigh, North Carolina. This coming Saturday, RSB will be there. I hope you will be too. And we'll rock it together. Stand by. Coming back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If anybody tells you that the Ron Paul revolution is over, don't listen. It's only just begun. And it's really cranking up this weekend. In fact, Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's a special event I've been invited to speak at. It's called the Raleigh Rally. Depending if my wife hears me say it wrong, I'll be in trouble. Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. I've got right now the coordinator, in fact, the new state coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign. It's Sharon Ward. Thanks for being here, Sharon.
Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Well, I'm excited to come up to Raleigh this Saturday to be a keynote speaker for the event, and there's a lot of other great people involved in there. I just want you to blast out to the world what's going on in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday, March 24th.
Well, we have just such an excellent event coming for the Ron Paul campaign here in North Carolina. We're just getting everything in gear for our May 8th primary. We've got the delegate process happening here in North Carolina this Thursday night. There's a Wake County, that's the county we're located in. We have our big county convention, so we've got a lot of the Ron Paul people scheduled to go there. And then we're going to have all the Ron Paul delegates and people meet at the rally. And it's also going to be a time for people to learn more about Ron Paul if they don't know about his issues, and to also learn about freedom. So the second half of this event is Freedom Fest. So it's going to be basically the center of the Ron Paul Liberty Movement universe this Saturday at the rally.
Awesome. So what is it that drew you to Ron Paul as a candidate? I mean, did you have strong leanings, Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian your whole life? Or what was it that inspired you towards this guy running for president?
Well, you know, I think I started out being more of, you know, basically a liberal, and I understand that viewpoint, and then I got into alternative health and things like that, and then I learned a little bit about, I guess what really turned me was learning about the two laws from Richard Mayberry, about do all you've agreed to do and do not encroach on other persons or their property. And that kind of got me down into some more libertarian thought with Harry Brown and that sort of thing. I've never been into politics, so, and I don't really enjoy politics, but I am able to recognize truth and authenticity when I see it.
Yes.
And so that's what turned me on. I guess maybe seeing the debates in 2007 and seeing Ron Paul there and saying, there's something special about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what started me off.
Well, cool. So you were way back in the early years, it sounds like, which is great. And of course, you and I were friends. I've known you for many years, and I'm grateful to be invited up there as well. And you even know my mom. I now call her Super Mom because she's 78, and she's a delegate for Ron Paul in Georgia.
That's so excellent. I've heard you say that on the show.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of bummed out because of some other commitments that I have. I'm not able to actually go through the whole delegate process, but I'm helping to coordinate the efforts of all the delegates, and we had a little bit of a training last month, so I guess I'm doing my part there.
Well, yes, awesome. Of course, that the reason for the rally is to gather the supporters to come together, teach them about the process, and you know, quite honestly, we've got to teach them also about the fraudulent techniques that are being utilized against those who would like to see Ron Paul, be the candidate for president going up against Obama later in the year. So I'm sure that's becoming much more on top of the radar screen as these new people are being trained to be delegates.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing it all over the place. You know, the establishment power brokers that are in there, they don't want any changes. They don't want to go back to limited government. You know, once they get in there and they have that power, they just want to use it and abuse what they're actually there to do. And so we're really getting people excited and learning about what our government is supposed to do and basically protect our freedoms. And we're getting people just more on fire about that whole cause here in North Carolina.
Well, it's very exciting. And I did an event with you a few years back now. I think BJ Lawson, who's a mm-hmm. physician I've had on this show some years ago as well, was mm-hmm. running for Congress as a Ron Paul type Republican. He didn't win against the incumbent Democrat at the time, but a good man who will also be appearing at the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah. BJ Lawson is just an awesome man, and he was one of only three candidates that has been endorsed by Ron Paul in his run for Congress. And, you know, I basically am very disappointed in the GOP in this area and in North Carolina for really not backing BJ. He was just the perfect candidate. He had the education. He had the, if you're going for the beauty contest, he had that. He had the family. He was just an excellent candidate, and they didn't stand behind him, and that was really disappointing to me.
Well, and that's what we're seeing here of the establishment old guard Republicans, that they would rather see Obama remain in the presidency than to have Ron Paul represent the Republican Party, because they've both become one party, if you will, or two sides of the same coin. And the young energy coming in to reestablish the concept of a constitutional republic is very threatening to the old guard that has traded and sold favors for decades now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and when you really look at what the Republican platform was all about and what a true conservative is, you know, I think, is it Reagan that said the heart of conservatism is libertarianism when you look at it. So it's really sad to see basically the war faction being the entrenched GOP leadership. And those of us that understand what our Constitution and what our founders wanted for our nation have seen that embodied in Ron Paul and candidates like B.J. Lawson. And we've got a few others. Glenn Bradley's here. He's another real Ron Paul candidate. And he's like a single voice he's the representative here in North Carolina. And they've actually out-districted him. they got rid of his district, and now he's running for Senate. So he's going to talk about that and talk about the work that he's done in the North Carolina legislature and the bills and the motions that he's been proposing.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And I see that Dr. Greg Brannon, also a liberty activist and constitutional scholar, will be there.
Yeah, and I just recently met Dr. Brannon, and I've heard about him for a while and some of his work. And I went to hear him speak at an event for Glenn Bradley, and he was just so passionate. And we, you know, we almost had a little bit of a fight over who's the biggest Ron Paul supporter in North Carolina. But he was really passionate about Ron Paul and very educated with the Constitution. And if you have friends that are not sure about Ron Paul and not sure about voting and don't like that R behind somebody's name or anything, they need to come to this event just to hear. They'll be educated in a way that they've never been before. They'll understand what it means to have this freedom and to stand up for these libertarian and this liberty principles that we're working toward.
Well, that's a real good point, because the old media tends to marginalize and twist words and perspectives and platforms as well. So those of you who are sincerely interested, no one's going to pounce on you and attack you. Don't believe the lies in the media that Ron Paul supporters are mean. They're not. They're the nicest and most passionate folks for freedom, and you'll enjoy it nonetheless, no matter what you come out with. But yes, you'll get different perspectives. By the way, we're talking with Sharon Ward, dear friend of Robert Scott Bell here on the show, and she's now the state coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign in North Carolina. I've been invited to keynote speak the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul and a Freedom Fest, which is coming up this Saturday, March 24th in Raleigh, North Carolina. The website, I have it linked up in today's show notes, as I have for a while. It's called Raleigh Rally, like Raleigh, North Carolina, Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul, altogether.com. Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul.com. So you want to check it out, and we'll talk about how to get tickets as well before we let you go. But there's also a few other people we want to mention. It looks like the 2012 candidate for North Carolina Secretary of State, Dr. Michael Beitler, will be there. I met Dr. Beitler. He's excellent.
Yeah, he was on the program with you a couple years ago, and he's just an excellent man and an excellent speaker, and he's going to be there and talk about his run for Secretary of State. He ran for governor a couple of years ago, and so we've got him here doing that. And then another gentleman on the program, Fergus Hodgson, he's actually from New Zealand, and he's been traveling around the world, and he works with the John Locke Foundation here in Raleigh, and he's really interesting to see his perspective coming from a pretty socialist country. And yes, you wouldn't think of it, but he's got some really interesting things to talk about too.
Yeah, interesting. Speaking of people from down under, I just heard some audio of Elle McPherson, the supermodel, coming out for Obama because she's a socialist. She says, well, I'm a socialist. Of course I'm for Obama. I thought, this is not good PR for those who want to pretend that he's not. So, but then again, if we acknowledge the failings of both parties, we would recognize socialism on a corporate level, that being corporate fascism, if you will, or corporatism that Ron Paul talks about, that both parties are guilty of.
Yeah, and you know, it just really saddens me because I see so many people of good heart really embracing the Obama socialist agenda, and they don't understand the violations of you know, the constitutional violations, just the violations of the two laws that I mentioned earlier, and I believe spiritual violations in that type of a system where you take from others by force to give to others, and you make people weak by doing that, and it's really kind of sad.
Yeah, even if you go back to Judeo-Christian originations, like the so-called Ten Commandments, right? One of them is, in fact, thou shalt not steal. And people don't understand the concept of charity is not done by theft. It's done by volunteerism, and that the government, by force of the gun, steals from you to give to others. But along the way, they take pretty much most of it and throw a few shekels out to those who claim to need it, but they make them dependent, which is a form of slavery, which also I don't think is one of the supported Ten Commandments.
Oh, right. And who is that? Stephen Covey says that to shield someone from the consequences of their actions, you make them weak. And we've created a whole, you know, class of people that are dependent on government. And right now, what is it, 50% of our population has got some kind of government handout?
Yes.
And of course they're going to vote for more of that.
Well, and you mentioned that making weak by, let's just use the term bailing out. The fact is, we've seen the bailouts from the Democrats and Republicans to the corporate elite. It would be Wall Street, if we will, all the big firms supporting the major candidates, if you will, the mainstream candidates, which include Obama and Romney, coming from Goldman Sachs on down. And if we see the corporate bailouts of let's say, General Motors, for instance, there's another thing. We make those companies weaker because they're not impacted by true market forces, so they'll provide to the market that which is not viable. I mean, look at the Chevy Volt. Look at other corporations that have met the largesse of the U.S. taxpayer, like Solyndra, $500 million, $500 million, and done, gone, and now all you have is a nice sign to show for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, these basic principles that have stood the test of time for thousands of years are now really being broken down, and we're seeing that even with our currency and the banking system. We're making our dollar weak by bailing it out and printing more money and things like that. And I think, you know, the time is coming soon when all of this is going to, you know, come to a head, that house of cards is going to come tumbling down. So,
well, and the question is, as Ron Paul said, do we do it in orderly fashion, knowing what it is and navigate through it? Or do we do it with our tail between our legs, basically with a cup out for more handouts that no longer can come from anywhere? And I think that's the question. I think the people that are recognizing Ron Paul are those that are stepping up and saying, you know, we need to walk through this, take responsibility for our actions, and help those who are ready to be helped, which to me is a much higher spiritual concept than the idea of just stealing from somebody and giving it to somebody else, whether they genuinely need it or not, or even if they do need it, giving them a fraction of what they need based upon that theft and gobbling it up in government along the way.
Well, yeah, you know, the government has to take their cut, you know, and it's just such a shame that we just had direct charity. If people just feel the government's going to take care of other people or should take care of other people, I mean, what do people think? Do the leftists think that people don't care about each other and then all of a sudden all charity and all compassion is going to end if the government doesn't do it? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it is another form of a religious belief, so to speak. Government becomes the thing that is worshipped, and many people have worshipped Obama or been worshipful of him in a strange way, thinking he's some sort of messiah. And much of that faith in man is a bit disconcerting. Of course, we had at the origin of this organic American or republic, if we talk about a constitutional republic, the idea that the president would not be a king or an emperor and could not make rules without consulting the Congress, and Congress would have to go through, the Senate would be involved, and there is a judicial branch, you know, separation of powers, which now it's been basically eliminated, and all of it's operating through the executive. So we're run, as Jonathan Emord says, through a bureaucratic oligarchy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but we have hope, and this whole thing doesn't begin and end with Ron Paul. He's just the leader of this movement now. But no matter what happens with this election, this fire of liberty and these principles have been, you know, shaken off and are out of the closet. And this is really just the beginning of this movement, because I think just the forces that are in play, the things that are about to happen in our country and in the world today, are going to make these principles necessary and so welcome as we move along.
Yeah, and I hear your kitty cats are supporters of Ron Paul as well.
Oh, they love Ron Paul. Elmo, don't you love Ron Paul?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to being with you on the 24th, this Saturday, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tell us when and exactly where for everybody to plug in.
Well, it'll be at 2 o'clock, so I scheduled it so that people from just about anywhere in North Carolina can really make a day trip of it. Even people from Virginia and South Carolina can come within, you know, 3-4 hour drive. You can, if you're young, you can make it a day trip. We're going to have a little bit of a party afterwards, and after the main program, all the Ron Paul delegate-type people, we want to have a little bit of a powwow. So if you're for Ron Paul anywhere in this, you know, 3-hour radius of Raleigh, you know, just come on down and get here at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have a great program. We're going to have some music And it's just going to be really a lot of fun. And our MC, Amanda, she's an excellent liberty activist, very lovely lady, so you'll enjoy that.
Terrific.
It'll be great.
Well, and Ron Paul says, if you're not having fun along the way, you're not doing it right, and you certainly are doing it right. We're going to have a great time this weekend. Sharon, thanks for coming on board the Robert Scott Bell Show today to announce it officially. Let everybody know, if you're in North Carolina or anywhere near, come on down to Raleigh, the Hampton Inn and Suites on the 24th. Yes, 2 o'clock, beginning at 2 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Thanks, Sharon. We'll be back after this with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I don't know about you, but I get pumped up when I talk about liberty. A little bit. Just a little bit. And have you ever been to a Ron Paul rally of any kind? It fires you up. You kind of know who your friends are out there who got your back. I mean, when the chips are down, the economy's bad, and you're wondering, do we go for tyranny? Do we go for liberty? You know the people that are following Ron Paul and that story are going to be going for liberty. They're not going to fall down and go, oh, well, I guess tyranny is okay because we just can't figure this thing out, you know? And, you know, being pumped up, there's a natural high associated with things that you love, a passion, a mission, your freedom, whatever it is that really gets you going. And you don't need caffeine to get you high in that way. I mean, there's just these natural endorphins that kick in when you're just aligned with your mission and your passion. Yet so much of our culture here in the West has been basically driven or, let's say, stimulated by stimulants, adrenal stimulants. From caffeine to methamphetamines. And we talk about the issue of attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, right? You hear about that? And you think, all right, these kids are going, you know, bonkers. Their brain's moving so fast and they're just too stimulated. They're hyper, it's attention, they're hyperactive, you know, all of that. Think about it. And you just go, what are we going to do? You want to calm them down, right? Don't you? Wouldn't that be a necessary thing in some way to find, how can we calm these kids down? Well, it turns out that modern medicine decided to do something quite different than, let's say, calming them down with things that you and I would think would be rational and logical and calming, right? If you want to calm down, do you drink a quart of coffee or do you drink some chamomile tea, right? A little chamomile tea. Or if you're Jamaican, you're Rastafarian, do you do some ganja? Right? Like I said, I don't do that, but I'm just saying. These are herbs that are more calming. They don't pump you up and make you hyperactive. And yet modern pharmaceutical patent medicine said, you know, these little kids, they're just, their synapses are just firing like crazy. How do we calm them down? Okay, yes, maybe the right question. But the answer today comes to us in a retrospective study determining something that should be so apparent and so obvious. It's borderline. But yeah, what the heck? Let's go for it. Don, let's run it. Let's run today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's incredible moment of duh is brought to you by methamphetamine use during pregnancy. Did you know that it might cause childhood behavioral problems in those developing little children that were in you, mommy, when you happened to use the methamphetamines? Now, I am not here saying that any of my audience is in that crowd, but there are people that are abusing, even today, after the ban. Remember ephedra? They said, we got to ban ephedra. Dick Durbin, ban ephedra. It's killing everybody, hundreds, thousands. Yet the government's own sanctioned and sponsored RAND report found less than a handful. I mean, less than five. And in fact, when I looked at those cases, I saw that those were abuse cases as well. People using ephedra, which is a thousands of year old recorded use in history through Chinese medicine and other cultures. Safe use, appropriate use for many serious issues with great results, including lung issues. We talk about asthma, bronchitis, different things that would to do with the lungs and clearing the lungs, allergies, sinuses. So ephedra has legitimate use, but oh my gosh, the patent medicine people had to synthesize it. And then you came up with pseudoephedrine. And guess what? That's what they ended up taking. Half of the stuff coming from China was being sent to the street labs for production of methamphetamines, basically. And here's a study now, that's why it's a moment of duh, that says, I wonder, do you think that if we gave methamphetamines to women who are pregnant, their kids might have behavioral disorders as they're going through their childhood development? Sure enough, as it was published in the journal Pediatrics, the authors wrote that the risk of developing depression or suffering from heightened anxiety was found to be greater among kids whose mothers use methamphetamine while pregnant. Now, that should not surprise anybody here. They explained here, this Linda LaGrasse, PhD, that five-year-olds who had been exposed to methamphetamine while in the womb were more likely to have ADHD. The very thing that they use. Now, this is where I set this up, this moment of duh up, because what we would logically say is, if you want to calm somebody down, do you give them more stimulant? Well, okay. If we're talking homeopathic, but let's be honest, the allopathic, modern patent, pharmaceutical, pseudoscience, medical monopoly people are not embracing homeopathy. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and at Natural News and others that understand natural medicine and energy. But no, not out there in that big, bad monopoly medicine world. They look and they go, ooh, let's see if we can apply homeopathic principles improperly. Let's overdose these kids on, yes, you guessed it, stimulants. Speed, methamphetamines. That's right. The very thing they're going to use to treat these children later in life is the very thing that precipitated or may have caused the outright neurological and other aberrations in utero. Isn't this wonderful modern medicine? Killing you softly with the same poison that they use to give you the disease. So what's happening with methamphetamine is like, well, here, let's see. If their synapses are firing, we think they're just going hog wild haywire. What are we going to do? I got an idea. Let's give them so much speed that their neurological system just melts. It burns to the ground. And that is how they treat the drug deficiency known as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Oh, it must be a drug deficiency because the only thing sanctioned to treat it officially are these speed type drugs, the Ritalin, the methylphenidate, the PMP, the chemical kissing cousin to PCP, angel dust. And basically, they fire off those neurological synapses to the point where they just fry. And then you've got your One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest moment of Jack Nicholson being completely taken out of life itself because we can't handle the energy of youth. Now, granted, I will say there are aberrations, neurological or otherwise, in children that are raised on stimulants, that are raised on food grown synthetically, artificially processed, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Many of these things are known as excitotoxins, like Russell Blaylock, Dr. Blaylock has written about so many years ago. These excitotoxins hyperstimulate the nervous system. But none of this addresses and acknowledges the source of many of these problems. Again, coming back to liver toxicity, liver congestion, and gastrointestinal inflammation and microbial imbalances, gut dysbiosis in these children. They acknowledge that the methamphetamine exposure was associated with a higher risk of emotional reactivity, anxiety, and depression at ages 3 to 5 years old. Externalizing and ADHD problems were considerably higher at age 5 among the exposed children compared to the control group. In an abstract in the journal, the authors concluded the first report of behavior problems in patients as young as 3 years associated with MA, methamphetamine exposure, identifies an important public health problem. Continued follow-up can inform the development of preventive intervention programs. What do you mean, preventive intervention programs? Because the only ones sanctioned are going to be more methamphetamines. Outrage? Yeah, I'm outraged as a parent, as your humble homeopath here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just pointing out what should be obvious to everyone. But since the old media and the so-called even medical reporters are such numbnuts, they can't even see straight to think clearly on these issues to say, why are you giving speed to people who are hyperactive? Huh? Why? Well, that's a moment of duh they don't get, but you do, I do, we do, here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. And that's why if you genuinely want to address the ADHD, we work to correct the hyperstimulation issue coming from the gastrointestinal destruction, inflammation, etc., vaccines, then antibiotics. Because all of those secondary and tertiary neurological impairments, including the autism spectrum, largely happening because of the damage to the gut and the pathways that are opened up from the outside world to the inside world. And I don't mean to negate the heavy metals. I am not from these toxic medicaments being injected into children. But the methamphetamines during pregnancy, bad enough, easily explicable, but it's completely taking us off the real target of the incredible medical assault on babies via the process of piercing their skin and injecting them with neurotoxins, excitotoxins, antibiotics, heavy metals, foreign animal RNA, DNA, etc. And I have a question. I think somebody wrote in a question about the RNA, or was it the – no, it's a recombinant DNA of HPV. I'm out of time this hour, so maybe I can open tomorrow. Let's try to do this next hour. In fact, because we have Liam Sheff coming up, but I think I could squeeze it in before we bring Liam up. I'll see what I can to answer the question on that. What do we do for girls that and little boys that may have been shot up with Gardasil? I'll throw in a little of that. We do cover it more extensively in Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, so definitely check that out. RobertScottBell.com, there's basically the banner up there. John Rappaport and I did it. It'll take you to WebSeed. Please download it. Tell your friends. This is life-changing stuff. We give you all of this for free, 2 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. Go ahead and download. Go ahead and get that Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar while you're at it. We're going to take a quick break here, top of the hour. I am glad you are with me. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You ever just read something or know you just read something and then you can't find it? On the break, I was looking for that. I mentioned just before we were closing last hour about an email. I thought it was on the website. I looked on the I can't find it, but I know I read it. So if you're out there, I apologize. Maybe we'll dig it up, but I will. I'm going to cover it anyway just from memory because it was a concern of a mom whose daughter had gotten one of the Gardasil shots. You know, there's a series where you're supposed to get three. Got one and immediately started to have some major reactions, so she didn't do any more. And what could she do? Because she's very concerned because she learned about the recombinant HPV DNA. In other words, these recombined engineered forms, synthetic forms of the human papillomavirus, and how it was micronized, bound to aluminum, and could this be having that negative impact? Now, I don't have all of the details in front of me in this case, but one thing I would say is that we've got to address the issue of vaccinosis. Vaccine damage. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But by the way, this hour, Liam Sheff's coming back from New York City. That's right, New York City. We're going to get an update from the Big Apple. Is it organic? Is it genetically modified? He says he wants to interview Yoda. I don't know what we're going to do this hour, but we've got that. Also, story about antibiotics becoming decrepit. What are we going to do? Let's milk a frog. That's a bizarre story. That's coming up later. Anyway, so vaccinosis. Now, the classic remedies for this vaccinosis, which is an adverse vaccine event, homeopathically speaking, is to use the remedy Thuja Occidentalis, T-H-U-J-A, also Silicea, which is the homeopathic silica. Those two are not enough in these cases because there's so much going on. So I would utilize a vaccinosis type formula like Vaccinoplex from King Bio. You know, we've talked about this on our Healing Revolution Friday segments. They're downloadable. If you go to naturalnewsradio.com, I often link it up. You can do a search on robertscottbell.com and it'll come up. But we've covered this issue. So if you take the Vaccinoplex, it's a water-based homeopathic medicine. You just do a couple of sprays a couple of times a day, at least for a couple of weeks, to get out of the major issue earlier on than better. It is better than waiting forever, although it can be done anytime because there's no statute of limitations. Now, where do we go once we figure out that we're dealing okay with a vaccine adverse event reaction? And now we say specifically, I think it's the HPV, the recombinant HPV DNA. Well, now we need to get into somebody's got to get a hold of that Merck vaccine. And I'm sure some have. I'm not saying who. And they've converted it into that very vaccine, the liquid in it, converted it into a homeopathic nozode. That is, you convert the HPV into a nozode by serial dilution and succussion to the point where there is no substance left that could cause any of these problems or bind to your DNA. And now in a homeopathic form, you have the ability to signal your body to be alert for it. The metabolism, the immune system, whatever it is going to look to address it and unload it. Now, I would also increase selenium levels because you're dealing with another heavy metal like aluminum, and selenium is going to play an instrumental role in helping to produce the glutathione, the metallothionines, all that is necessary to truly metabolize, bind, detoxify, and get rid of these heavy metals that have become bound up and intricately linked, often like with aluminum, with the neurological system, with the nervous system, the neuron, whether it be in the brain or elsewhere. In the external, well, external to the brain part of the nervous system throughout the rest of the body. So for me, those are the two things, or I mentioned a few, I mentioned a few, but there are vaccinosis formulas from homeopathic companies like King Bio. There are also some that have converted the HPV, the Gardasil shot, into nozode form. They probably will not admit that they've done that because that is the fear with which most companies have to operate now in the American marketplace, where we have a totalitarian FDA and FTC looking to root out natural healing. Anybody that dares to tell you the truth and sell you something based upon that. I do not sell anything here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm strictly a healing ministry, a purveyor of information that you can do with what you would like, because your birthright is in healing. The gift of healing is a gift that comes from a far higher place than the FDA. Dare I say God? I did. Oh my gosh. Robert said God. Somebody call. Who would they call? Does the FDA have jurisdiction over God? I think not. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to exert it, but that will be the end of them. So anyway, this is what we do. We align ourselves best we can with creation itself and the laws, the immutable laws of the Creator. Whoever that is for you, I am not here to judge. But I am here to use rightful discrimination that I can determine based on my own experience about right and wrong. And I could read about it, certainly. But one of the greatest tests of learning about right and wrong is when you do wrong and it comes flying back in your face like a karmic loop. Do you acknowledge and recognize that you set forth in motion like a causal event, the effect flying back on you? That is physics. That is also spiritual law. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. That's why I'm not too concerned about the FDA and its fate, because I know those people that are doing that, those doctors like that woman doctor in Michigan that is trying to poison that child, hers will come back on her, and nobody has to take up arms against her, because that is the nature of the universe. And I am not saying that we should not stand up and defend ourselves. That is not the message here. But of course, there are ways and means by which we can witness the crumbling of those who would continue to visit such evil upon children, like the methamphetamines for ADHD, or whether it be in utero, whether it be the vaccines in children, whether it be the chemotherapy against children. This will come to an end. There will be a moment in time, not too long from now, where we'll look back and recognize the absolute barbarity of this medical establishment, for which no amount of hope and change in the Obama administration ever intended to change, any more than the Bush administration before it. If you haven't yet noticed, the larger government grows, the more your freedom is snuffed out. And it doesn't matter whether you're from the right or the left. This is a truism. It used to be that the leftists distrusted government, and now suddenly it's not the leftists, it's the rightists. And the pendulum keeps swinging back because we're being played like a bunch of fools. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is the place you come for health, freedom, liberty, healing. Messages that you don't get anywhere else in the media. I'm grateful that you are here with me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming back with Liam Sheff. Little irreverence, I know, when we get together. Check that your seat backs and tray tables are in their full and upright and locked positions. And get your seat belts on, only if you want. We're going to have a good time. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choose2BeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back to the Briar Patch, the new comic book cartoon sensation on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff is back, and he is a reflective of, I guess, some interesting experiences back at the city of my birth, but the place I don't go very often. And here to give us some insight into what's happening in the Western world and Western culture, or lack thereof, Liam Sheff. He's here.
Hello, welcome. I'm in Bombay.
Hello, my friend. Does it? Well, why is it like Bombay?
Because it stinks.
New York City.
Hey, listen,
you are
I want to go to India.
You are.
But go ahead. What's that, Yoda?
New York City smells like Bombay. Yes, it does. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Yoda, can I ask you a question?
Question me if you must.
I have a question. Remember when we were told that the Obama was the chosen one?
The chosen one is he.
I think the chosen one he is not. Have you heard what he just did?
Executive order he wrote.
Executive order? Isn't that what George Bush... isn't that what George Lucas did? He made an executive order and ruined all the Star Wars movies, so now all of them suck? It was an executive order. He said, no critic shall have any view.
Destroyed Star Wars, he did.
He did. So Yoda, while we have you on the line, it's hard to get you from the swamp in Dagobah. You're 800 and something years old, but what do you make of this executive order that Obama put forward? He said that now the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Commerce control all food products from flax and water to all transportation, including anything that uses petroleum. What's going on?
Boiled like the frog we are.
What do you mean? Frogs taste better boiled?
Kermit is done.
Kermit's all cooked. And you're saying, Yoda, wise Yoda, that we're like the frog because we're in the water. Okay, Yoda, a friend of mine was on the Facebook, the FBI social network, and she told me that she posted this thing, and she said, oh, my liberal friend, she posted this executive order, and she said, my liberal friends are telling me how great it is, and that I'm overreacting, so I went on, and people were saying, oh, we have a balance of power, so if it's bad, the Supreme Court will just get rid of it. And I wrote on it, and I said, hey, I'm glad to know that some of you are way ahead of me in line to get into the ovens.
Tell me
how the Zyklon tastes.
First in line for the ovens, they are.
Brushing their teeth with fluoride and Zyklon B, they might be.
Mm.
Mm, what do we What do we do? What do we do with this? I'm telling everybody, this isn't my executive order. I didn't vote for it.
These are not the Americans you're looking for.
Yoda, before you go, and I see your wife calling you over there. She's a pink. What are you anyway? What kind of animal is a Yoda?
A cross between a lobster and a frog.
Oh, that's why you're so crabby.
Wah, wah.
All right. Well, anyway, Yoda, I just want to know, I don't consider this, are they telling us? Because my feeling is they're telling us we're about to really screw with you. We're going to do something horrible, and we're letting you know ahead of time. This is the warning. Am I being paranoid, Yoda?
Question me good, you must. Blind trust leads to the dark side. Obama, without paranoia, may destroy ya.
All right, thanks, Yoda. See you later. Don't get in the microwave. You're small. Don't get in the microwave.
Dude, that Yoda was depressing.
I know.
Yoda needs some, I don't know what Yoda, Yoda needs some essential fatty acids, I think.
As depressing as Lower Manhattan after St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you know, I was at St. Patty's Day. We had a little bit more fun. You know how dangerous it is cruise ships are? You heard about cruise ship dangers?
Yeah, you mean the buffet?
No, I'm talking about the actual cruise ship. We went out on St. Patty's Day. Some friends have a boat, and we were coming into the inlet as the Oasis of the Seas, the world's largest cruise ship on planet Earth, was coming out. And suddenly, these three Coast Guard, I don't know, cutters or smaller boats, but they're loaded with, like, machine guns on their front. They're, like, waving us, get out of the way. And we're like, what's going on? We look up, and we see this thing that could swallow us and spit us out like it wouldn't even know we were there.
Wow.
I know. And we were just hauling around it. We nearly got run over by the Oasis of the Seas. That was wild. So now I understand the crucial.
That would have been an ignoble ending to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, it would have been very strange. But it turned out it was a happy ending. We actually made it through okay. But a story to tell for sure. The kids were looking up and were like, oh my gosh, what did we just do?
That's exciting.
My son was more interested in the machine gun turrets on the Coast Guard cutters or whatever.
Yeah, I know your son. I imagine that's true. Yeah.
He knew what they were. I didn't know what they were. He knew what they were by sight.
Well, I can tell you that people around here in New York, I can tell a lot of people would just accommodate guys with guns on the street. Like, oh, well, that's just part of life. It's what we have to do now.
As long as they have a badge.
I got into a conversation with somebody at, I guess, one of the Whole Foods. Oh, yeah. Whole Foods. Holy mackerel. They're all over Manhattan, and there's one in Union Square. I've never seen prices quite like it. It's almost like a museum to obscenity. $12 a pound for chia seeds. I just want to tell people, this is what gold used to cost, you know, per ounce. What do you think? Is this really worth it to you? There's a product, and I don't want to put them down because it's a good product, but it's called like Blue Shirt Cleanse or something. They'll sell you six juices for a fast. Do you know how much those six, they're 16 ounces, which is the normal size. I guess that's a pint, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Guess how much that the six juices cost? They're made in New York. They're made, you know, they're a local product. So, you know, guess how much it costs for the six. And by the way, they're very healthy. No preservatives. They use a proprietary process, so they don't really pasteurize them. So they're really raw and fresh.
Okay.
So think about that.
I'm amazed that they're able to offer them raw and unpasteurized. That's really cool.
Well, I asked, and they use this proprietary process of filling the bottle, sealing it, and then putting the whole bottle under significant pressure. And there might be some heat, which I guess kills a certain amount of the bacteria for a moment. Anyway,
yeah, but that heat would indicate pasteurization, I would think.
I don't, but it's not even the same as flash pasteurization. It's not running the whole thing across a scalding surface.
Right.
They're not heating the whole liquid. There's somehow, we could have them on and ask them, but I don't think they want to come on after what I say. So guess how much six juices for their cleanse cost?
Well, in New York City, I wouldn't be surprised by whatever you tell me it costs. It'll
be a
lot.
Six juices. No. Six juices. Just hazard a guess.
$10 a juice.
Well, you're supposed to actually hazard a guess, not say what I told you off air.
No, you didn't.
You know,
is that right? What it is? I guessed it right.
Yeah, they're ten.
I'm prescient.
It's oh, please. You're It's $65 for six juices.
Oh, see, I was off by $5 now. Come on.
One of them's 11, and then I think they ship them or something. But $65 for six juices.
Well, I mean, New York City is a whole world unto itself. I mean, it's not – look, if the Federal Reserve prints $15 trillion, $1 trillion immediately goes to Wall Street, and, of course, then it kind of filters out on that Manhattan island.
Yeah, I think people must just be paid a lot more here, but it doesn't go very far. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine here, and we went shopping together, and I said, I got to get some things. Oh, okay, we'll meet at the store. And I'm walking around looking at the price per pound and comparing it, and she's just throwing stuff. She said, I don't have time. You know, I don't have enough time in the week. I work two jobs. I just got to buy whatever's in front of me and make sure. And, you know, I think most people here, like Hong Kong, eat in restaurants most of the time. There's so many little restaurants. So I don't think people really cook very much in New York except for show. So it's not a money-saving place. You can do it. I think people up in the dozens, up in the 200s or, you know, Harlem and above probably try to save more money. But, yeah, a totally different environment, totally different environment.
So you noticed a difference between the South Florida expensive, which was expensive, to the New York City Manhattan Island expensive, which is even more so.
Yeah, everybody in South Florida says it's too pricey, and it kind of is. But it's not like, I don't know, Oklahoma or Arkansas where things come down to an affordable rate. But, yeah, it's wild, and people say it's the cost of living here. It's just surprising that the cost of living here makes juice cost $10. Well, it's one juice, right? $10 a bottle. They're not all $10 a bottle. And you can still, if you hunt and peck, find things that are close to
normal price.
And I'll give one store credit, and that store is a German-owned chain called Trader Joe's. They are not American-owned. They used to be. A German-owned chain, and their prices are the same that I found in, you know, Massachusetts and California, within 10 or 20 cents.
Okay.
So congratulations, Trader Joe's.
Somehow they figured it out.
Not having a ton of organic stuff. You still have some.
What about
This is the last of it. I got their coconut oil, extra virgin coconut oil, for $5.99. It is $9.99 at Whole Foods.
Wow. What about co-ops? Like, a lot of times I'll travel around the country and they'll have these cooperatives that seem more like kibbutzim in Israel. The reason why the Soviet Union wanted Israel to become a nation because they had socialist enterprises, but the idea that people could go work and have cheaper food.
Yeah, kibbutzim, those got phased out. I mean, the last co-op I knew was somewhere, they had them up in Boston. They had co-ops up in the greater Boston area, and they really phased that out. Even 10 years ago, you could go and work 2-5 hours a week and get 10-20% off, but you just can't do that anymore. But I was walking down the street, and I found something, and I'll even give the web address. It's called the Fourth Street Food Co-op, 4thstreetfoodcoop.org. And I have to say, their prices were high. But if you work there, you get 20% off. And if you work a double shift, you get 25% off. And I think that brings it down a little bit. Also, I kind of like the idea that you go and you're involved in a neighborhood project. And, of course, they're buying from locals. You know, they're buying from local farms. You know, New York State is an agricultural state, a rural state for most of it. So there is a lot of good food around here to be had, but not on the Isle of Joy, Manhattan.
Hmm. You know, I'm really concerned with that. You know, Yoda and you were joking about the executive order, and this is something that should be frightening anybody out of their wits, the warnings of the Founding Fathers. But as you've seen...
What? I had him on the video Skype, too, and the weird thing was he was naked. It was very unpleasant to see Yoda that way.
Was he as hairy as you?
Okay. And on we go. All right, you know what? Guess for you. On the video Skype, here it is. There's the furry wall
right
there.
The furry wall.
Take that.
Everybody. All right. There's a song about it from the movie.
You know, it's a healthily masculine chest / stomach.
You are the Marlboro man minus the Marlboro cigarettes, my friend.
That's all.
Just put on a cowboy hat, get on the horse.
I could get you into bed. That's disgusting. How dare you?
Listen,
all right, what were you saying about?
You know, listen, I try to take
just
on
end
some
the interview. End it.
Hey,
just
I'm
talk
not
about
ending.
Obama.
No, I want to know more about this executive order because I'm very concerned. You're in New York City, and with the Obama signing of this executive order, it's basically telegraphing. I think we're in agreement here that something's about to go down, and they want to be ready to control all aspects of life: the food, the energy, the water. anything and everything. And for the progressive left to be sucking down so much fluoride that they would argue with somebody to say, you guys, you libertarians, are just, you're just making stuff up. It's like these people don't know from history. They don't care to know from history. You know, how would they have fared under, you know, Nazi Germany? They would have been the ones going, oh, everything's okay, it's okay. Then they come for them. Why did they not learn?
Did I tell this story already? I forgot what we talked about with Yoda. Did I say this, that a friend of mine posted this on the face of the FBI social network?
A little bit. Look, when we come back, I want to talk about it with you some more, because this thing has got me going here, all right?
Speaking of some more, I just want to put a plug in. I don't get anything for it. There's a very, very funny comedian called S-O-M-M-O-R-E, comedian, and I just think she really mostly knocks it out of the park, and I like to... we both like comedy, so go watch some more.
Okay. Well, you give me a reference point or link, and we'll put it up there if it's not too...
It's too racy for the audience.
Too racy. We'll pass. All right. Stand by. We're coming right back with more updates from, I guess, the Briar Patch is wherever we are, but Liam's up there in New York City. We're going to hear more from the big organic apple or the big GMO apple after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
The question is, why are liberal progressives deluded into thinking no matter what Obama does, it's just, you guys are just making it up? Anytime you say an executive order he writes that he really writes, it doesn't count because it's Obama. What the hell? How much fluoride can these people suck down without just totally falling over?
Hey, speaking of fluoride, I'm in the city. So nice they bombed it twice and make everybody drink the industrial waste. New York City is totally fluoridated. You shower with it. You drink it. I have to go buy water. I hate taking showers because I just think about it. And it's really hard to get fluoride out of water. It's hard. It's hard to do. Very expensive filters. And it's, you know, this stuff is insidious. So they're being sprinkled with this stuff. And some guy, that's not very authoritative, is it? Some guy.
Some guy. Some dumb guy.
Guy I met out in California who went to my lecture said it was absorbed through the skin. So now I got to go look that up. And he said you get 4 or 5 times more through the skin than you get through drinking it. I'm thinking, geez, Louise.
I don't want to bathe anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, people in Manhattan are sick. And you can't hear that.
I heard it. I hear a siren. I think they're
the siren.
Yeah, I always wonder if they're coming for you or me.
No, not yet. Well, maybe with this executive order. So I'm walking down the street and it's post St. Patty's Day, which is drink and barf day for people at New York University, I guess. And they're out wearing their green and walking down and going to the bars and drinking, and they wait in line. You know, just people wait in line to go to like a cafe that was famous because it was in a movie. They wait in line, and it's just the worst food. I just want to go, you know, I can't help you people. The food isn't fashion. Food is supposed to actually be good for you. Well, that's there you go. The Harry Met Sally Deli. Wait in line for 2 hours.
Amazing.
Oh, this got a write-up in City Magazine. I'll go to that. Well, that's New York. It's very, very fashionable. Speaking of fashion, I was actually told by somebody that something wasn't in fashion. Do you want to guess what that was?
Biohazard suits?
Those might become fashionable.
I mentioned at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, where they got the new bioweapons virus testing and discovery center, or creation center, that indeed Tommy Hilfiger bioweapon suits will be all the rage this fall on campus.
Well, they opened one of those in Boston, in the Boston area, and they were putting it out, and I was trying to get people to protest it. Nobody really cared. Like, do they really need to build a bioweapons testing lab, chemical weapons testing lab, inside of a metropolitan area? If you're going to do it, wouldn't you go to Butte, you know, somewhere in the outskirts of Arizona where there's nobody and nothing? If you're really going to do it at all, at least they kept the Manhattan Project away from civilization. I'm not trying to pat them on the back.
No,
monsters.
But I mean, interesting that they chose Manhattan, Kansas, at least. But at least it's still, there's a lot of people there. I mean, it's not like Manhattan, New York, so to speak, but it doesn't make sense. Nothing about it makes sense. Of course, since we know that viruses may not even cause disease literally, that they're the result of disease and decay and dying and dysfunction and nutritional deficiencies and toxicity, and it's a survival adaptation mechanism. I mean, for goodness sake, now they want to, create more viruses in a lab and try to unleash them to see what happens?
Right, but there are some that... There are some little microorganisms that they're working with which are problematic, and, you know, anthrax and these things are some of them. And if we're not exposed to something, like the Indians weren't exposed to the pox viruses, you know, wipe them out. When the Europeans were exposed to the pox viruses coming from, or the plague viruses coming from the Middle East, they were wiped out. It's not a good thing to be playing with. You let this stuff go gently from community to community. We got a very, very crazy scientific elite that I think got its training during, you know, the Operation Paperclip years of the CIA. You know, they brought in 400 or so Nazi scientists or more and rescued them from any trials in Nuremberg. I said this the other day. I'll just say it again. I said it to a friend. I might have said it on air. I looked up Nuremberg trials, and I was trying to figure out how many people were actually indicted, how many people were hung or killed for fomenting or engineering the Nazi Holocaust. I think it was fewer than a dozen. It really wasn't that many people. And I thought, wow, that I guess nobody was responsible for the Holocaust. And then you look at Operation Paperclip, which is a CIA operation that brought hundreds of Nazi scientists and researchers and terrible, terrible people over to the United States and Europe to do what? To give the research that the Nazis were doing. We really have lost our minds.
Well, if there was such a thing as, let's say, bioethics, medical ethics, much less morality, it's long been lost. I talked with Dr. Nick Gonzalez yesterday on the air, and you know, we talked about the study that he was conducting. They actually got grant study to go through the NIH. They were up at Columbia University, and the whole research got sabotaged by the oncological religion, cult-like religion, that could not stomach the possibility that you could cure cancer, pancreatic cancer, via nutrition, detoxification, coffee enemas. And now he's got the goods on them all, and he's coming out with a major book on what went wrong. And we talked about that yesterday at length. There are a lot of people that are trying to protect their turf. But how do they protect their turf when there's no money with which to interact? Now suddenly the whole market goes, as we've talked about before, black, right? It becomes a free market, a mass free market inadvertently. But I don't want to see you in New York City during hyperinflation.
Well, you know what you just talked about? It gives a whole new meaning to get out the wah-wah, turn your head in coffee.
Hmm.
Robert likes to drink his coffee backwards, but, you know, it stimulates the liver. Now, when I was out in California, I told a guy, and I want to have him on the show, because this guy out in California, and no, the name escapes me, we'll talk about it off, and we'll get him on the show, was really an expert in setting up a pushback against the federal authorities when you do your own natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked him through the OMSJ, Office of Medical and Scientific Justices,
yes.
Return Your HIV Test Plan, where you write, get a letter, you get it certified, notarized, whatever, send it to your clinician and say, hey, what the bleep, this test has no value, can you show me the test, and so on. We've done that on the air. And he said, well, here, this is actually what you have to do. And he walked me through this thing, and it was really cool. So I'm just putting it to you now while the pressure's on you and you're recording. You have to say yes. Anyway, you can say no, but off the air you say no.
Listen, it sounds like a brilliant thing to do, and I would love to do it. So there's no hesitation on that one.
Off the air he gets mad.
Off the air I go, Liam, what are you doing putting me on the spot like that? Come on,
right,
man.
You're free to say no. Anyway, it was a really cool guy, yeah. And he said that he has this very good method of getting the federal FDA authorities off out of your business, because the way that you write them and you get it certified through a notary, and the burden of indictment all becomes their problem, and you say, no, this is what I'm doing, and I don't need your permission, and you agree, because... We'll have him on. He'll do a good job explaining it. But a guy I met out there said actually that he had done the coffee thing, and that it just tricked his crazy button so much with all that caffeine going into his liver that he decided to try it with chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, really? And he said, yeah, it actually relaxes the liver, and you get a lot of the same effect instead of stimulating it, relaxing it. Maybe not as strong,
mm-hmm.
but I just thought I'd put that to you. Not literally to you, certainly not.
Thank you very much for not putting it literally to me. This method, I'd be curious to learn about the pathways and how it interacts. Absolutely. I mean, you can utilize green tea in that way for some that say it's gentler for them, so to speak. But the whole idea is to get the bile ducts to open up and dump the poison right back into the colon and out of the body, which is why Dr. Nick has had such great success with devastating cancers.
Yeah, I got to learn about that kind of stuff. Because I know that as time goes on, and I'm just seeing this on this list of stories in the media, people getting sicker, people dying of gastroenteritis, people mm-hmm. dying of this, that, the other thing. Then you get hospitals saving lives by not using antibiotics. But that's the rarity, right? That's the rare thing. So I know that more people are going to be getting sick. I'm in a toxic environment right now. There's no doubt about it. I'm in the toxic, you know, I'm not in Bombay. Did I ever tell you the joke about Bombay?
No. What was the joke about Bombay?
There's a comedian, and I his name escapes me. He's famously Indian, but he's American, right? So he's raised here. And when he talks about it, he says, you know, I realized one thing that when I went to India, I realized I'm American. He's like... And he said, you know, I love my family and I love all the Indian things that I grew up with, but I'm American. I grew up here. And, you know, we have these cultural differences that really mark us. And, you know, you and I have this Americanness. Even if I get along very well with Europeans and they say you're not a typical American, I go, I know. Still, when it comes to defending the principle of we have a right to make our own decisions, I don't want the government making decisions for me, we're still different than Europeans. I think we're different because their countries are tended to be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And in these little enclaves like Denmark or Sweden, socialism worked because everybody looked the same. And you didn't have really strong tribal, anti-affiliations or polarizations.
Right.
But even 20 years ago, when Denmark was, you know, having its very successful socialist system of paying high taxes and everybody can go to the hospital, that country started being more or less invaded by immigrants from Turkey, which, you know, who had been driven out by pogroms and all kinds of other problems there. And for the first time, I remember this, I was 23 or 4, for the first time, Danish police had to start putting bullets in their guns. And like they were just used rubber bullets. Like they never had to shoot anybody. Because these when you're a very small country and a very like-minded group, you don't have a lot of internal strife. But when you're heterogeneous, you have to contend with all this stuff. So we live in a heterogeneous world. We have to contend with all kinds of things. So here in America, we say, I want the freedom to do what I want. I don't want the government to enforce it on me. And that moron, that idiot, Barack Obama, he's an idiot, or he's a proxy or a Manchurian candidate or a liar. He is a liar. He is that. Put this executive forward, the executive decision forward, Robert. And it says, we own your food.
Yeah,
we own everything.
What constitutional provision? Well, the progressive left says, well, these executive orders have been written for Rota, and you howled and screamed when George Bush wrote them.
Well, did you? You know, I was on the Facebook, and a friend of mine posted this conversation, and the conversation went, "Did you read this thing?" And posted an Examiner article, and The Examiner is a reasonable newspaper. It lies most of the time, and sometimes it doesn't, just like every other. And people wrote, oh, the Examiner isn't a trustworthy source for journalism.
Like the New York Times?
Yeah, like what? Who do you trust? They're not reporting. They're just putting what's on whitehouse.gov. And the thing says that the Secretary of Defense, that was Donald Rumsfeld. Who is it now?
Leon Panetta.
Secretary of Defense is now in charge and responsible, and the Secretary of Commerce now in charge and responsible for anything that grows. Like, we're not wrong. Too bad. I don't agree. What do we now have to have? We're going to have to finally have nonviolent pacifist resistors to, you can't pick the plants in my garden government. This is now the redcoats coming into our house saying, you have to feed us. No, you can't. No, wrong. And the we're putting it to these liberals, and I'm like, you're not liberal. You don't love freedom. That's what the word means. You're just brainwashed Democrats.
Thank you for saying it like it is. That is exactly right. Any more than the neocons are conservative. They're brainwashed Republicans.
Right. Well, phooey on them, and I don't agree. And you can suck it, all of you. Stick it.
Well, this is what's going on right now. I mean, there's a battle line drawn, and we don't want to see a battle per se. We'd like to see the unplugging of that executive order matrix. But then some of the left will say, oh, well, Congress wouldn't let them, or the Supreme Court will stop them. Oh, yes. In what year? Congress has already abrogated much of its authority to declare war, or completely, to the executive branch, as evidenced by the lack of howls outside of a few people like, was it Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, when he was interviewing in Congress in the Senate, Leon Panetta, about, are you going to go to war with Syria without consulting Congress? And he said, you know, Panetta keeps going, well, we're going to check with the international community. We're going to check with the UN. Never did he acknowledge, oh, then we'll come and we might tell you what we're going to do in Congress. But there was such basically flouting of the law that now it's like, well, that's how we amend the Constitution. Now we don't amend it. We just ignore it.
You know what's out of fashion in New York, I found out? It's on the topic, believe me. I was talking to somebody, nice lady, and I'm not putting words in her mouth. I was talking about something. You know what I was talking about? I was in Lower Manhattan, and Lower Manhattan's where they used to have these two really big buildings, which used to be the center of commerce, and then there was another really big building, which was the center of intelligence, actually CIA and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? We used to have those buildings?
Yeah, I do. In fact, we went up to the top of them before. I did, years and years ago, and before even King Kong went up there, I think. Maybe it was after King Kong, but...
Right, King Kong in the second
version, right, yes.
Right,
the World Trade Center, Building 7, you're talking about it. Now, you think that would be... I'm not up there, but I'm thinking that would be a topic of people's consideration. I mean, there are humongous buildings no longer there, and what is the...
Well, the new ones are going up, the Freedom Towers.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I see them on the sky. Unless I'm wrong, I see them on the skyline and the cranes and everything working on them.
Okay. Well, what do people... Do they talk about 9/11 at all there?
The answer, in short, is a five-syllable word, and it begins with the letter no. And then it goes no, heck no, and degrades from there. So I was talking to this lady actually in this co-op place, and I said, hey, remember when those buildings went away in 10.5 seconds? Remember how fast that was? She said, that was awfully fast. And I said, remember, and then there was a smoke cloud, and it came into the shape of Dick Cheney, and it went, ooh, ha, 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 ha. And she said, and she laughed, like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. And I said, nobody talks about that. I don't see any posters. There used to be posters. There used to be signs. There used to be kids sort of pushing this agenda of thinking critically about it in Union Square. I haven't seen any of it. And I said, and maybe I put words in her mouth, but I said, you know what? What is it? Is it just out of fashion? And she thought for a second. She said, you know what? It might be out of fashion.
Well, there it is. The fashion police, if you will, are saying it's not fashionable to talk about things that, even though the posters say, if you see something, say something. And by the way, Liam has a brilliant poster with that image. You got to check that out. Again, we're still working on that. But The Briar Patch, the newest episode, is up at robertscottbell.com under the comic section. Check it out. It's about the cool cafe and raw milk. You definitely want to look at it. Great stuff, Liam, from New York City. I hope you survive the Big Apple.
Yeah, that's the plan. Listen, if things go really, really bad, I'm going to walk across the bridge with my backpack on and go find a place that's where I can grow some turnips.
All right, squeeze turnip out of the juice out of that turnip too, and you can sprinkle it in the eyes of those who are trying to take it from you.
That was a very disturbing image, and squeezing out a turnip, squeezing out the juice, throwing it in people's eyes.
Listen, if they're coming after your turnips, you got to do something to protect yourself.
I'm reporting you to Homeland Security.
All right. Well,
Homeland Security, man with a turnip, man with a turnip.
That ends this segment. I hope that I can come back for another one. Liam Sheff, superhero sidekick, roving reporter from the field in the big GMO organic apple. Could that be?
That's what it is.
All right. Well, you stay safe and classy.
Live long and prosper. See you next time.
All right, Liam. Back after this. I'm from the Empire State. Yes.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What did he say? Yoda said he was a cross between a frog and a lobster. This could be interesting. You get a little Cheeto sand, you get a little toxic excretion from Yoda, and maybe we could end the antibiotic resistance. I kid you not. Frogs, maybe lifesavers in global fight against hospital superbugs. Frog superheroes, right? We love frogs here. Frog, will they be hermaphrodite frogs? That's a question based on environmental degradation. But according to the article here, certain species of Australian frogs. Good eye, mate. Ribbit. Frogs secrete chemicals which are toxic to different bacteria, including the sometimes fatal MRSA strain, which is resistant to multiple types of antibiotics, according to the Sydney Morning Herald reporting on Saturday. On Sunday, in fact, I, on my show, had Christopher Barr on, and we talked at length about the antibiotic-resistant strains, like methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus and vancomycin-resistant strains of microbial infections. And we came to the conclusion that you don't need to milk a frog to deal with this antibiotic-resistant problem. You simply need to go back to a simple, humble, beautiful, shiny, yes, shiny, shiny happy metal named silver, Argentum Metallicum. And it works as well or better than any antibiotic on the planet. And I've actually referenced scientific journals now where they're studying silver nanoparticles. And you know what they're doing? They're adding the silver nanoparticles to antibiotics. Yeah, they're adding them into the antibiotics. Why? Because they don't want to give up on their patent medicines. And the only way they can lengthen the extent to which those patent medicines, like those antibiotics, can continue to be sold at great profit, well, they have to add stuff that actually works because their antibiotics don't. And so in this article, I find it very interesting, although not surprising, that the addition of these so-called peptides from frogs. Oh, I'll just read this. They say this. By understanding the peptide's 3D structure and mechanism of action at a molecular level, we may be able to increase their antibiotic potency. Now, what they're looking to do here, inevitably, and this is not what they'll reveal to you, but when I read these articles, I know they lead to certain studies. You're going to find that they're going to piggyback these things on to existing antibiotics just as they have done with silver nanoparticles into the antibiotics. Now, would the silver work without the antibiotics? Darn straight they do. Maybe these peptides from a frog will work too. Okay, it's natural, although they want to synthesize it. I would much rather ingest something that we already are designed by God to ingest, and that includes the trace mineral silver, which is found in raw milk. Yes, cow's milk, goat's milk, and human breast milk, whole grains, whole wheat, medicinal and edible mushrooms, water. Yes, spring water, seawater, and tap water all contain measurable amounts of silver. And you know how to metabolize it. You know how to bind it out and get it out as long as you have adequate quantities of minerals like selenium. And no problem. So we don't need to now harvest rainforest frogs from Australia. At least the one I'm seeing here pictured, it looks like it's not a desert frog because it's on something very green and leafy. You can see it linked up at the robertscottbell.com show blog, as you do every day. I hope you're getting your daily updates. And if you aren't, you can sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address there. Or you could sign up at robertscottbell.com and we'll plug you into all the latest and greatest. And I would love to hear from you. And all you have to do is dial 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, on this antibiotic story, what's interesting is that they talk about the way they work. The antimicrobial compounds called peptides, they're killing bacteria by puncturing or lysing them to disintegrate their membranes. This is according to Francis Siparovic, the research leader. And this has made it hard for bacteria to develop resistance to them. Now, this is an interesting thing that they're admitting here, because regular antibiotics inhibit protein synthesis in the bacteria, and over time, those mutations in the bacteria lead to inevitable resistance. It's not that hard to exhibit express new genes based on the limiting factor of the simple antibiotic. It's too narrow in its focus in addressing these microbial overgrowths. Whereas silver, of course, addresses it on many levels, including denaturing, if we will, or let's say weakening the membrane surrounding a bacteria, or if the nanoparticles are small enough, as they are in the hydrosol form that I use, they can transit through the membrane and go right to the mitochondria and bind the DNA inside the bacteria, which stops it from reproducing, right? What is a microbial infection? It's the massive reproduction of a so-called, what they call a pathogen, a disease-causing bacteria, but I would argue, in fact, it is the result of disease, not the cause of disease, and that the environment that the bacteria are given simply dictates what kind of bacteria will grow there. So in addition to the direct intervention or the weakening of the bacteria, that alone will help your immune system to get a leg up, a targeting of the bad guy, so to speak, by the white blood cells, the B lymphocytes, etc. And because silver and oxygen are great friends and can carry, silver can carry as much as 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen, the warmer it is, then it floods also simultaneously your own immune cells, those humble and lovable B lymphocytes, with so much oxygen that they now more efficiently produce reactive oxygen species and basically disrupt, suffocate, disable certain respiratory pathways of these microbial life forms. So there's too much going on, basically. If you were bombarded, it's like, all right, you got, like, they're shooting spitballs at you. Pretty quick, you can learn how to avoid a spitball. But if they start not only throwing spitballs at you, but they shoot nail darts and guns, and they start flooding you with napalm, I don't know if the analogy holds literally. I'm just kind of throwing out this idea of overwhelming, right? Shock and awe. Silver plays a game of shock and awe to the bad guys. I hesitate to call them that. They're just life forms. But it does that without causing collateral damage to you, to your cells. And I'm not sure how these peptides from a frog, these poisonous peptides from a frog, would not also cause collateral damage, much like traditional antibiotics do, in destroying not only the gut ecology, but inflaming the epithelial lining, wiping out the forest, the rainforest, and leaving the desert, the desertification, can we call it, of the gastrointestinal system. So that is why here we rely upon not only natural things, because someone could argue, well, those peptides from a toxic frog in Australia are very natural. Yes, but are they also dangerous? Because we know nature can be toxic, but toxic is in the dose as well, how it's used, how long it's used, all of that. So what I choose here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is to use the least toxic for the most benefit, to get you in and out of these crises and get you back on your feet, establishing that healthy new terrain. And that's what we do every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we did it again today, I believe. Special thanks to Sharon Ward, state coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign in North Carolina. I hope to see you all out in Raleigh as we rally for Ron Paul and the Freedom Fest that's going to happen there on Saturday, March 24th. Check it out. We've got the links up online at robertscottbell.com. Also, special thanks to roving reporter, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff in New York City. If you see him in New York City, give him a high five or something. Be friendly. He's surviving the difficult and rough terrain up there in the concrete jungle, as it is known. Dodging, I don't know, sputum and chewing gum all over, as he said. Are there cigarette butts there? Are they allowed to smoke? I know that now that the governor there, well, not the governor, it's the mayor there, Blomberg, says you can't feed the poor. Who knows what else you can't do? So, Liam, be careful up there in New York City, all right? We got lots more healing to go this week. Stand by. There's lots more to do on Natural News Radio as well. Linderman Live comes up next, I believe. And, of course, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Scott Bell Show.